And now we have a small selection of letters to the evening news.
Our first letter concerns the problem of people dumping used tyres in the countryside and is from David Wolfenden of Woodton. On my daily walk for exercise, I walk along country lanes and public footpaths in the vicinity of my home, and when lockdown is not in operation, slightly further afield. I see the usual litter, drink cans, fast food wrappers, etc. But the most common fly tipping I encounter is car tyres. Not the wheels, just the rubber tyres. I assume that this is because garages charge their customers for disposal of their old tyres, and it costs £4 per tyre to take one to a recycling centre. It must be so easy to dispose of an old tyre by the side of a field. It's light, clean and quick, not like having to manhandle a heavy fridge or piece of furniture. When I see tyres dump, I contact the local district council, which, to its credit, removes the offending objects promptly, lest it should encourage further similar acts, I presume. However, how much does it cost to do this? Would it be a better idea for Norfolk County Council to take in these old tyres at the recycling centres free of charge? Perhaps Norfolk County Council could find a company which would collect the tyres from the recycling centres for their mutual benefit. This would perhaps save money in the long term and keep the countryside tidier.
Our next letter is from Lynn Hubbard of Downham Market on the subject of whether teachers should be next in priority for the vaccine. Although I can see why many feel that teachers should be next in priority for the vaccine to ensure children can get back to school safely as soon as possible, sadly, I can only see that this could ensure another surge of the virus rather than easing it down. What better transmission means does COVID-19 want than to see parents gathering to collect their youngsters, albeit some may be masked? The lack of space around schools surely makes social distancing quite difficult, especially when younger children need to be collected. And a staggered entry and departure time for different years would only work if only one child has been collected by one parent, more than one, and the parent just has to wait around, thus giving COVID a little bit more scope to use. So, though the idea is admirable, it also throws up so many issues that I feel the government at this stage in the vaccine rollout needs to continue with the order as set by the health authorities. There are so many other groups too that probably feel they should be priority, the police for one. So sadly, I feel that teachers may just have to wait their turn like everybody else.